Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. We're talking today about a form of wildlife that in some parts of Maryland is no longer particularly wild. Deer, mostly white-tailed deer, are found all over the state, even in cities. And where there are many deer, there are problems. Deer were involved in more than 33,000 car accidents in the state over the last 5 years. And deer eat a lot. Too many deer can decimate native plants, gardens, and trees. How overpopulated is Maryland with deer, and what can be done to keep their numbers down? Two guests are with me in the studio. Brian Eiler is Deer Project Leader at the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, and Enid Feinberg is the volunteer president of the Maryland-based organization Wildlife Rescue. She oversees a deer sterilization project in Baltimore County. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So, Brian Eiler, how do you describe the deer population in Maryland? How much of an overpopulation problem is there?
Well, Sheila, it depends on where you are. If you're in the western part of the state, Garrett and Allegheny and Washington County, there really isn't an overpopulation. We are close to goal. If you're on the eastern shore, slightly more deer there than what we would like to see. If you're in the middle part of the state, the Baltimore-Washington corridor, we do deal with a lot of deer, and I would classify that corridor is being overpopulated for sure.
You used a phrase a minute ago, close to goal. So do you have goals for different regions of the state?
We generally would like to see densities below 30 deer per square mile, roughly. So in the western part of the state, we are probably more like 20 deer per square mile. The middle part of the state, we easily could be 50, 60, 100 per square mile, depending on where you are.
How did we get to this point?
Lack of predators and a species that is very adaptable. White-tailed deer thrive alongside humans, as a lot of your listeners know. Urban and suburban areas are great deer habitat. There's plenty of food and there's plenty of protection. We really have no predators in Maryland. Bears and coyotes will take a few, but by and large, man is the only predator left to control deer numbers. And when you're in areas where hunting's not feasible, deer populations quickly rise.
So suburban and urban areas are actually more inviting to deer than rural areas?
Yes, it sounds funny, but unless you're talking like the Eastern Shore where you have a lot of agriculture, which is also very good for deer, otherwise suburban and urban areas are great deer habitat. Landscaping, you know, deer love azaleas, you know, whatever you plant, most of your listeners know deer will eat.
So right now it's archery season.
Correct.
For white-tailed deer in Maryland. Is hunting the only method the state uses to manage the deer population?
When you speak of the state as in Department of Natural Resources, yes. We rely on regulated hunting to control deer numbers. That's our most effective tool that we have. Now, there is other lethal methods, like some of the counties and some of the military bases, airports. They will employ sharpshooting, so really not considered hunting. It's more professional removal.
Enid Feinberg, what's your reaction?
Well, my reaction is that I don't really feel that guns and bows and arrows should be our only solution. In my community, it's a residential community.
Where is this?
In Baltimore County, near, we're about 8 minutes from Towson Town Center. So, you know, pretty close to a developed area, but still what I consider quite a bit of land. And I think our biggest issue is that I don't want to look out my window and see somebody with a gun or a bow and arrow in my woods or on my neighbor's property when, you know, we have children outside and there's horses and our pets. So we just feel that there has to be some alternative. I'm not saying they can't have hunting, but I also feel that they need to offer an alternative that is a non-lethal solution.
And you oversee a deer sterilization project.
Right.
In Baltimore County. Why did you embark on that?
To look for another solution. We felt that there were valid complaints that people had about the deer situation, but we also felt that there had to be other solutions other than just killing them. So we embarked on a research program starting in 2011 where we actually did deer sterilization.
Walk me, if you can, briefly through what this deer sterilization project entails.
Okay, what it is, they remotely shoot a dart into the deer. The deer are brought into a mobile
surgical. This is a tranquilizer dart.
A tranquilizer dart. They're brought into a mobile surgical area. It takes about 15 minutes. They open them up. They just take their ovaries out. They close them up. We put them back out. We haven't lost a deer in surgery, so it's extremely safe. And the biggest benefit of it is that you only have to handle the deer once. You never have to touch it again. They will never reproduce again. It's such a great solution because, especially in neighborhoods, we need to be offered something else.
You say it started in 2011. What kind of effect is it having?
Amazing effect. It's actually been, personally, from what we've seen, we've spayed over 90% of the does in our area. The biggest benefit was that we saw a significant reduction in browsing because the does are no longer getting pregnant and they no longer have the nutritional needs of also nursing fawns. So their caloric needs drop tremendously. So our browsing has dropped tremendously. And then they basically serve as an infertile placeholder. So instead of coming in and removing a group of deer, like they do with sharpshooting, what happens is you create a void. When you create a void, new deer will move in as long as there's a food source. When you spay the deer the way we are doing the sterilization program, they actually remain in the ecosystem, but they're not consuming as much because they're no longer getting pregnant and they're no longer nursing fawns.
How big is this project? How many acres do you cover?
Our sterilization project is done at one property, but a doe's average range is about a half a mile.
Square mile.
Square. So the deer come in from that radius. We started the first year at 32 deer. The second year we did 17 deer. The third year we did 9 deer. Then I think it was 9 deer again. And as you can see, what's really interesting, we actually were seeing less and less does that we could actually dart to even do the sterilization project on. What happens is the deer are tagged. So when they come into the site where we're doing the mobilization darting, by year 3 and 4, we were struggling to find a doe that we could even do.
So how much does it cost?
In the beginning, when it was in the research part, it was over $1,000 a deer. We've now gotten it down to a few $100s, mainly because we have a huge group of volunteer veterinarians in Maryland that we're very fortunate to have that will donate their time to do projects. And we are looking to do other projects in Maryland.
Are there other projects like this around?
The National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, chose our non-lethal deer sterilization project over every other form of deer management, whether it was lethal or non-lethal. And they're actually going to be doing it I think it's the third time this year.
Correct.
And we are looking to do other communities in Maryland. Fortunately, we have a Maryland Department of Natural Resources that is a lot more progressive than most natural resources organizations across the United States, who has now authorized deer sterilization as a management tool, and it's no longer considered research in the state of Maryland. So from this point, we would like to actually start expanding the program.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Enid Feinberg, who oversees a deer sterilization project in Baltimore County, and with Brian Eiler, who's deer project leader at the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. So I'm listening to you describe this, Enid Feinberg, and the question that then presents itself, do you think that sterilization is viable on a large scale?
I think it's viable on a large scale in an urban and suburban environments. I don't think it's the solution for rural environments.
Brian Eiler, let me ask you that question. Do you think sterilization is viable on a large scale?
No. I don't think it's viable on a large scale. There's numerous studies out there. You know, we have participated here in Maryland on a couple of studies that Enid mentioned, also some contraceptive studies, which are similar. Wide scale, it's not ready for prime time.
Why not?
You have to handle the deer. You have to catch the deer. You have to do this procedure to the deer. That's impossible. On a large scale, trying to catch that many deer to treat to make a difference is just not possible.
Enid made the distinction. She's not proposing this for rural areas,
right,
but she thinks it's viable in suburban, more dense, more compact areas. You're disagreeing with
that. Well, I think its best chance of success is if you have a controlled population, like a fenced installation, like NIH that Enid mentioned. And probably the best chance of success is either you're starting with a deer population that's already at your goal and you're going to maintain it at that population, or if you go in and lower that population down and then try to maintain it with sterilization. It's very labor intensive, and the expectation shouldn't be that if you're in a suburban area that this is going to work for you to decrease deer numbers and solve your deer problems, because I don't think we're there yet.
Well, if you don't mind me
Sure.
differing with you a little bit, I think one of the biggest problems is when you have communities that becomes so fractured because mm-hmm. some people want to kill the deer, some people don't want to do anything, that what winds up happening quite often is nothing happens. So what we feel that with sterilization, one of the biggest benefits of it is that rather than doing nothing, why not at least sterilize the deer if people are adamantly against weapons in their neighborhood?
Brian Eiler, you said a few minutes ago that from your perspective at DNR, hunting mm-hmm. is the primary tool.
Correct.
How does that work in suburban areas?
Actually,
how much hunting can you allow?
It works quite well, believe it or not. If you look at Howard County, Montgomery County, to a lesser degree, Anne Arundel County, they have very active deer management programs on some of their areas that are, you know, I don't want to say in backyards, but they are all but in backyards. Hunting's very safe. If you look at it as a sport, it's the safest sport out there. It's safer than football as far as injuries or anything goes.
But what are the rules about where people can hunt?
If you're on private property, you have to remain 150 yards from an occupied dwelling, like a house, unless you have written permission. And then some of the counties have taken legislative action, and they've actually reduced what we call a safety zone to 50 yards if you're using archery equipment. So you can be 50 yards away from an occupied dwelling and be hunting.
Ina, do you want to jump in?
I'm sure a lot of your listeners may not realize what people go through that are in areas that have hunting. This is something that happened in my house. I look out my window, I have 14 acres, and there's a hunter right behind my fence going along in camo with a crossbow.
So he's not on your property,
no,
but he's just
on,
at the edge
he's
of
on
it.
My property. So I go out and I find out that this hunter is hunting on a house that adjoining, this is going back years ago, on a quarter of an acre. So he, in his mind, because he sees all this land, assumes he can come within 150 yards of my house. Now, I'm not saying he was the brightest crayon in the crayon box,
right.
But the problem is, can you imagine being in your home and you look out and there's somebody in a tree stand with a gun or a bow and arrow 50 yards away from your home and then discharging dangerous weapons that close to your house? I'm not trying to knock all hunting, but why not use every tool that we possibly can to manage the deer, whether it's lethal or non-lethal?
So when Enid Feinberg says, why not, how do you answer that, Brian Eiler?
Well, we don't necessarily disagree because we are authorizing them to do this project. We have the oversight authority, so we're not preventing it. But as the state agency, we have to be responsible and make sure that the public's aware of the pros and the cons.
Your concern about it, if I understood you correctly, is that it doesn't cut the population enough fast enough.
Basically correct. And the studies that have been done in the past, in some cases, it never cuts the population, or at least it doesn't reduce it to anywhere close to where it really needs to be to minimize conflicts with humans.
That's what would you need to see to make you think that it is effective?
We rely on both biology and largely social input. So one of the biggest things that we could see would be a community or a public that said, hey, this fixed by our deer problem.
And the thing that I do want to mention is that in order for us to change from research to management, the Maryland Department of Natural Resources requested that we go out to 50 homeowners within a half-mile radius of our deer project site. And they said you have to get at least 30 homeowners out of 50 to say that after 4 years, they support this project continuing as management for use in your area for managing the deer. People had a choice to either support it, oppose it, or sign that they were indifferent. And 90% of the people in the area signed that they had seen such great results, and the stories were wonderful that I heard, that they wanted to see the project continue.
Is it the case, Brian Eiler, that when a sterilization project works, it will tend to reduce or hold the deer population down to a level that's not attractive to hunters?
The number of these projects are very limited. Even going out to surrounding states, I have not seen a case where deer numbers were reduced with sterilization to where it would be unattractive for hunters, no.
Do you expect hunting to continue to be the primary tool?
Yeah, I think hunting's going to probably continue to be the primary tool, but I think that we've reached a point in Maryland where I think that we're going to continue to work together, where they will at least support that if we have a community that wants to do sterilization, and that's the choice that community makes, they will support us doing that in that community.
Brian?
I wouldn't say that's incorrect. I think we have an open mind about it, but we will definitely educate the communities and make sure that they're aware of, you know, what I mentioned earlier, the pros and the cons to this technique. Hunters removed 50,000 female deer last year from the Maryland landscape before they became 100,000 deer this year, and they paid the Maryland public to do it through hunting license fees. So, you know, it's got to be our number one tool. We have no other way to manage deer at that scale. We are very open-minded, though, and, you know, if these sterilization projects, if there's other areas that want to try them, we definitely will consider them. But there's still more to be learned, I think, as far as where and exactly how they'll be most effective. But we'll see.
I just want to say one other thing. But I do hope that more and more communities will recognize, especially if they're not doing anything and they feel that there is a deer issue, it's better to do something than not do anything at all.
What are the most basic steps that a community would need to take to do sterilization and to make that a viable approach?
The first thing they should probably do is either contact Wildlife Rescue, or they could contact the Humane Society of the United States, who now has 4 staff members who have just been authorized to implement non-lethal darting to do deer sterilization projects. It's just happened within the past year. You know, there's varying steps. They would have to get approval from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. They have to show community support.
That's
the big thing.
That's the big, the biggest hurdle. Whatever the political boundaries are, we are going to want to see consensus for whatever technique they want to use. And that's the hurdle, because it's very difficult to get consensus.
Yeah.
So as Enid said, a lot of times the wheels just churn.
And nothing happens.
Nothing happens because nobody can come to an agreement.
We'll leave it there. I appreciate you both walking us through it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian Eiler is Deer Project Leader at the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. Enid Feinberg is the volunteer president of the Maryland-based organization Wildlife Rescue. She oversees a deer sterilization project in Baltimore County at the On the Record page at WIPR.org. We've got links to some resources on this issue. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cass. Quick break now. And when we come back, a Stoop story about nuns, a dead bird, and the value of neighbors. We'll be right back.